Okay, our friends.
Hello.
We have a surprise for you today.
Hello, guys.
That's right, there's an extra voice because today it is Mommy and Philip and
Minnie.
Cousin Minnie is with us. And that is the best part of when we have family. Family is the best. We can all get together and be kind to one another and encourage one another. And I think we're going to find that in today's story. Today's story is called...
I'm not sleepy.
I'm not sleepy.
I think Philip might be sleepy. Today's story was written by Jonathan Allen, and it's read by all of us. Are you guys ready? All right.
Let's say our names first.
Okay. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Pip and...
Pip and...
Goody Banana!
I can't even say.
I don't know what that was. Oh, my goodness.
Goody Banana.
It's a song from the Lion King.
Hakuna Matata. Oh, you're saying Hakuna Matata. Uh-huh. I'm with you now. It means no worries, right?
For the rest of your days.
Love it.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Here we go. Baby Owl had stayed up all night, as every owl does. And he looked very sleepy. And in the picture, we see him, and he does look very sleepy. Bedtime for a sleepy baby owl, called Mom.
I'm not sleepy,
grumbled baby owl. But he couldn't help giving a great big stretch. Then along bounced Gray Squirrel.
Well, you look sleepy to me, baby owl, said Gray Squirrel.
I'm not sleepy,
said baby owl.
I was just stretching my wings,
said baby owl.
I will be learning to fly soon, you know.
Baby Owl settled back on his perch and yawned a great big yawn.
That was a very big yawn, said Mouse. What a sleepy baby owl you are this morning.
I'm not sleepy,
said Baby Owl.
I was just yawning because I'm bored. Owls need lots of excitement, you know.
Oh, do you think that's true?
Yes.
Do you think owls need a lot of excitement? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Baby Owl settled back on his perch. And before long, his head started to nod and his eyelids began to droop. Along came Woodpecker. said Baby Owl.
Whoops, sorry, said Woodpecker. I didn't know there was a sleepy baby owl on the other side of this tree.
I am not sleepy,
shouted Baby Owl.
I was thinking. Owls are very wise and spend lots of time thinking, you know.
No, I do not think.
You don't think owls think? Why are we always told that owls are wise? Well, maybe they are. We don't know.
They are.
When was the last time you had a conversation with an owl?
Actually, yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
I went on a nature walk and talked to an owl.
I see.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, I walked up to him and said, "Hello, what's your name?" He said, "Who are you?"
Wow, that's a good response.
Did you say, "I'm Philip"?
No, he flew away because a blue jay scared him.
Ah. Well, let's go on with the story, shall we? Then along came Dad. You
look very sleepy, baby owl, said Dad. It's time you were in bed.
But I am not sleepy! Go to sleep! Cried baby owl. Mm-hmm. Everyone keeps telling me that I am, but I'm not. I'm thinking.
I'm thinking too, baby owl, said Dad, lifting baby owl from his branch. And I'm thinking that sleepy or not, you are certainly very grumpy. Come in now, and I will read you a bedtime story.
All right, Dad, said baby owl, snuggling in his dad's soft feathers. But make it a nice and long story. I am not at all sleepy.
Dad smiled.
Then he went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Baby Owl was fast asleep. And we could see this. We could see his eyes were getting heavy, weren't they?
Good night, Baby Owl, says the daddy.
And that's the end.
The end.